In the name of Jesus, truly you have done wonderful things, marvelous things in the life of man, Lord God. And so we give you praise, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch every heart, touch every mind, God, as we make ready to receive your word, God. Oh God, let us receive it with gladness, and having received it, that we act upon it, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We give you praise right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let the church say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Truly, there's a sweet spirit in this place. I submit to you that if you didn't make the connection, then you need to get along with God and wrestle with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you needed an answer, if you needed comfort, amen, you should have connected. Then can I get a witness out? Praise the Lord. What a sweet spirit. What a sweet spirit. Amen. In this place. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God. Amen. For each and every one of you who are here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To fellowship with us and to give God praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll talk, amen, more later on. Amen. I see who you are that you're here. Amen. But I won't be laboring the time right now, since it has been given to me. Amen. To do what it is that God would have me to do. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. So if you would, amen, let's go to the word of God. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll establish protocol later. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Because God is first. Isn't that right? God is always first. Amen. So don't feel slighted. Don't feel neglected. Amen. I see you. And I thank God for you. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at Ephesians. Amen. Chapter 4. Amen. Verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Verses 1, 2, 3. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. As it is customary to do, let us stand for the reading of the word. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. We call Christ and we find the unity of the Spirit. Amen. He writes, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Glory to God. If you would just allow me a little of your time. Amen. I want to talk just a little, amen, about the walk of success.
Go ahead. That'll work.
Amen. The walk of success. Is that all right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I realize it's 2020, and amen, many of us have made, amen, resolution to get started on things.
And,
amen, praise the Lord. I don't know if you got started on those things in January 2019. Amen, but as you can easily see, that time waits on no one. Amen, but I want, amen, while we're in 2020, I just want to share with you, amen, the walk of success. Everybody wants to be successful, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Everybody don't walk the walk, amen, that brings forth success.
That's
isn't that right?
Yeah.
Amen. And so the Apostle Paul writes and delivers, amen, 6 exhortations to the church. Amen. There at Ephesus. Amen. Not only to the Ephesians, amen, but the word of God applies to us today as a church. Isn't that right?
Right?
Amen. Because we ourselves have come to believe and to know, amen, that the word of God is forever. Amen. In that right living is applicable today as it was in that day. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. And so in chapter 4, Paul writes, he said, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord. Beseech you that you walk out. That you are worthy of the vocation. Amen. Well, will you are called. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. We have a vocation. Amen. But I find that many of us are not walking worthy of our calling. Can I get a witness? Amen. If that's not the case, then it's true. It's not too late. Amen. It's not too late to get on the walk to success. Am I right about it? Amen. Now then, if good writers and good speakers would do, amen, Paul gives his justification for speaking out. Amen. He qualifies himself. Isn't that right? He qualifies his position. Praise the Lord. He said, first of all, that he is a prisoner of the Lord. Lord God have mercy. Amen. And from our private studies, amen, we know that he was held captive by the Romans. Was he not? Amen. And he was held captive because of his stand and his love for the word of God. Isn't that right? Amen. In fact, in this particular epistle, amen, it was written from Rome, amen, from around 64 A.D., and it was sent to the church at Ephesus by one of his fellow workers by the name of Tychius. Praise the Lord. And so Paul basically says to us that since he is a prisoner of the Lord, which resulted from his walk or his activities, amen, for the Lord, then he has the responsibility.
Go ahead.
Has the responsibility. He has the right. He has the oversight, amen, to invite or invoke us to draw near unto the Lord and to walk likewise. Can I get a witness? We're too busy enjoying, amen, the freedom that this nation has to offer. Amen. Freedom of religion. Freedom to worship. And then yet we won't take the advantage like we should.
Come on.
Amen. To give God the praise. We don't take advantage of this freedom that we have. Amen. To love God in his word and get out there and dance.
Come on.
And he's not dead, but he is still alive. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, bless his name. And so here is a man who has given and dedicated his life, amen, to the gospel, so much so that it has caused him, amen, to become a prisoner. I submit to you today, how many of you are willing to become prisoners, amen, for the Lord? You're willing to stand, amen, in the midst of a people and declare his name. Even when somebody say, don't do that, you are still shouting and preach the word of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. I recall the apostle was whipped and beaten and was told not to declare his name. But my God, when they were done, they went back in the streets and they began to declare the name of the Lord. And realize that we must not obey man, but we must obey God. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, bless his name, bless his name. And yet there are some folks who won't even make an effort to be faithful to the things of God. Can I get a witness? And yet we find or we concoct excuses of varying degrees. We can't do what the gospel demands. I stop by to tell you today there's a lie from the pit. There's a deception of the enemy. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. If you're going to declare that you can do all things through Christ, amen, making a truth and not a lie. Oh, God, help me in here today. My God, I believe that walking worthily should be at the top of our list of things to do. Can I get a witness? Amen. Based on the life that Paul both lived and demonstrated, he had the authority and the experience, amen, to point out these six steps, amen, in which we should walk. as believers. Can I get a witness? If we are to be successful in the things of God. How many of you want to be successful in the things of God? I know, amen, we're on a fast track. We're on a hot trail. Amen, we're reaching and scraping and pulling, trying to be successful in the world. But I gotta tell you, amen, except you walk according to the way God has ordained us to walk, you may well forget about the successes of the world. Can I get a witness?
All right.
Amen. We'll find later, amen, amen, that if we walk according to what Paul writes here, amen, we'll have what it is that we need. Can I get a witness? We got to put our priorities. We got to get them straight. We got to get them straight. Time out for, amen, he hard and kicking, amen, and struggling and pulling out, amen, acting a pit and such. Amen, all we got to do is do it the way. Say, do it now. We'll be all right. I know what I'm talking about. Amen, like Paul, I'm preaching from experience. Amen, so can I go to step one?
Go ahead, step one.
Amen, I must be losing my battle. I'm going to switch to the hand here.
All right.
Amen, is that all right?
All right.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to step one here. Uh-huh. Amen. In step one, he admonishes us to walk worthy of our calling. Anybody been called in here? Everybody ought to say yes. Oh yeah, that's why you're in here. Because he called you. Isn't that right? Called you first as a disciple so you can be a pupil, so you can learn. Isn't that right? And in your learning and in your experience, amen, God begin to elevate you. And so he, amen, declares, amen, that we ought to walk worthy of whatever calling that we have been called to. Amen. In the Greek rendering of this passage, amen, it simply said that we ought to tread all around. We ought to tread all around. In other words, we ought to walk at large. As proof of our ability. Lord God have mercy. And if that isn't enough, amen, the Greek rendering of the word walk, amen, tells us that we should be occupied and making due use, amen, of opportunities with our call. So if you got a call on your life, amen, you ought to be and the opportunity to do that which God has called you to do. You should not be making excuses, but you should be available and not unavailable. Can I get a witness? Lord God have mercy. Amen. Because our calling is an invitation from God. Isn't that right? And so our walk then, my friend, should be such that if anyone should ask anything about us, oh glory to God, the answer should be that we are Christian at large. Oh my God. Oh yeah, when somebody come up and question you as to who you are and what you're doing, you ought to be able to say, I'm a Christian at large. Can I get a witness? Oh, you done heard the news headline. Amen, murderer at large. That means he's running loose. He's done what he had to do. And such as it should be with you and I. Lord, have mercy. When somebody call your name, somebody ought to just echo, she's a Christian. In that Lord God have mercy. Oh yeah, when they say, whoa, look at that brother going there. He's a Christian at large because he's walking worthy. Oh my God. And so we can clearly see that the Lord is calling for worthiness. Somebody said worthiness. He ain't looking for trifleness. Lord God have mercy. He's not looking for mediocrity. Lord God have mercy. He ain't looking for sometime in and sometime out. Sometime up and sometime down. He's looking for worthiness. Oh, bless his name. He's calling for appropriateness. Amen. Not inappropriateness. You can't be no saint of God and be inappropriate. Oh, I wish I had time to stay here a while. My God, my God. Oh, yeah. He want worthiness. He want appropriateness. Isn't that right? Amen. He's calling for people who will walk out the godly sort and be occupied with the things of God. Give God a praise up in here.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Step one, can I go to step two?
My God.
And so after we have begun our walk, amen, he tells us how to conduct ourselves. Isn't that right? Amen. For he tells us to walk with all lowliness. Isn't that right? I stop by to tell you that, amen, lowliness is humility. Can I get a witness? Amen. You see, some of us have the tendency, amen, to get the big head. Once we get a good start in life, can nobody tell us nothing? Because we're all in a few bag of chips. Can I get a witness? Our head begin to swell. Lord God, how much we begin to lean and depend on our stuff. Yeah, you did that all by yourself. I stop by to tell you that the devil lied to you. You've been tracked by the enemy. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We become proud and we forget that it was God who brought us out. We forget it was God who healed us. We forget that it was God who made a way out of no way. We forget that it was God that intervened when we were shattered in the crossroads of life. We forget that it was God. You said go that way because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Can I get a witness? I feel like I want to preach. Lord God, have mercy. My God. And so we become proud and we forget what God has brought us. And in doing so, we lose our worthiness. Can I get a witness? Amen. Let me call on 1 Peter 5:5. He'll say amen today because he teaches us that we ought to be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud. Can I get a witness? But he gives the grace to the humble. Anybody want some grace up in here? Anybody want some unmerited favor up in here? Then you need to humble yourself. Can I get a witness? And so therefore, Peter said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. It's just a matter of time. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you just humble yourself, it won't be long. God will raise you up. Can I get a witness in here? My God. Proverbs 15:33.
Right.
Amen. Teaches us that humility comes before honor. Oh yes, it seems anyone wants to start at the top.
Everybody
wants to start at the top. Praise the Lord. We don't want to go through nothing, Bishop Cooney. We don't want to start at the bottom no more because we are living in an entitled generation. Lord God, have mercy. We want everything handed to us. We don't want to have to work for nothing. We want to look good. We want to be in the limelight, but we don't want no responsibilities. Can I get a witness up in here? Oh God, I stop by to tell you, my friend, that you have got to earn it before you can get it. My God. And if you lift yourself up in a proud spirit, amen, God will cause you to be obeyed. Isn't that right? Because the word says in Proverbs 22:4, can I say the book? That it is by our humility and the fear of the Lord that we have riches. Praise the Lord. That we have honor. Isn't that right? And that we have life. Lord God, have mercy. If you want riches, and if you want honor, and if you want life, then you have better humble yourself before the Almighty and submit to him that he will raise. Lord God, have mercy. That was a praise break right there. Oh God. How many many of you can recall the story of Gideon and his band of 300 men? He started out with 32,000. Can I get a witness? To go and fight, amen, the Midianites. But God said in Judges chapter 7, in verse 2, that the people he had were too many for the Lord to give the victory to. Somebody said, too many? How can you have too many? Oh, God, it's the composition of that too many. Can I get a witness? He said, if I did so, Israel would raise themselves up against me, saying that they did it themselves. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know how some of us are. And then we grow up and say, I did it all by myself. I didn't even know him. I did it all by myself. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight. Amen. But we have to be careful of getting the big head. Isn't that right? And so God had to bring the numbers down until he found the core of humility. Lord God, have mercy. He knew that he could find the center of humility if he just shaved away the baggage. Oh my God, some of us are carrying too much baggage. Oh yeah, it's causing us to not to be humble like we ought to. Lord God, have mercy. It'll cause us to be disturbed and shaken. It'll cause us to be too protective of what we already have. Can I get a witness? But he knew if he could just shave away some of the baggage that he would get to the core of humility. And so the first group that left, they were cowards. Their number were 22,000. 22,000 cowards and the number 32,000. And so that left Gideon with just 10,000. You see, cowards are the first to shoot off at the mouth. Can I get a witness? Amen. They say that they did this and they did that. Anybody knowing the cowards? Lord have mercy. You know how they act. They're full of pride and arrogance. Isn't that right? They speak with the voice of a Doberman, but they have the body of a dash hound. Long on words and short on deeds. Can I get a witness up in here? It take old country boy to say it. Lord God have mercy. Long on words. Pastor, I do this. And pastor, I do that. Pastor, I go here. And pastor, I go there. Pastor, you can depend on me. Oh, pastor, you can count on me. Consider it done. Lord have mercy. We need to shut up our Doberman mouth. Amen. And quit being long on words. And just do what we say. We gonna do if we're gonna walk the walk of success. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. But God wasn't satisfied there. Amen. The people were still 2 minutes. Somebody said 2 minutes. So he commanded Gideon, amen, to take the rest that you got. Take them down to the water. Amen. So they can be tried there. Lord God, have mercy. Don't you know God will try your heart? He'll try the company that you in. And before you know it, you thought you had a group of folks. You ended up with just a few. Lord God, because God will take liberty. Lord have mercy. Woo! I wish I had time to work with this. But he'll take a little bit and make a whole lot. Isn't that right? And so he took them down to the watering hole. And he said, everyone who didn't lap like a dog was to leave and go home. My God, let me make this little for you if I can. Amen. When you lift water with your hands, you tend to lose some of it, don't you? Amen. We're causing you to reach in and bring up some more. Isn't that right? Thereby creating the motion of lapping. And so on the other hand, when you fall down on your knees, amen, glory to God, and put your face in the water, you can just about pull as much as you want. Isn't that right? You can pull until your heart is content. Amen. You don't have to worry about losing any because it's right there. And so you drink like the greedy souls that you are. God don't want no greedy folks. in his army. You see, God just don't need them. He don't need greedy folks on his team. The absence of humility would cause them to rob and to take from the rest. Isn't that right? Amen. I'm ashamed to say it, but we got church folks like that. Church folks who are just greedy.
Go ahead. Watch it,
Bishop. Yeah, watch church it. Folks. Well, I know I'm telling the truth. You ain't got to say amen. I got witnesses here. They're just greedy. But that number, my friend, came down to 9,700 who left Gideon and with only 300 men. 9,700 greedy folks went on. Hey, my God. And so Gideon was left with 300 men to stand against the Midianites. And according to my Bible, that was enough. Somebody said that was enough. Lord God had to cut to the core of humility. My God, my God. Can I move on to number three? Amen. Step number three. And so while we're walking in humility, he tells us to add meekness. You know, when you read and study the Bible, you just don't get one thing. You find yourself adding it up. Oh yeah, hey man, you throw one thing in there, and then you throw something else in there. Isn't that right? And so then in humility, he tells us we got to add meekness, which is gentleness. My God, my God. Matthew chapter 5 and 5, which are Jesus' own words, teaches us that the meek shall inherit it. Isn't that right? And because we think that we have arrived, amen, there's no cause to step on folks because you think you got it all. Ain't no reason to harass nobody else. Ain't no reason to look down on nobody else. Oh no, my God, when they get something, you ought to praise God with them. Lord have mercy. Not because they just got something better than what you got. Amen, but just praise God. Because when you got what you got, you had it before they got what they got. Lord God have mercy. And so you ought to give God some praise. Isn't that right? My God, my God. And because we think we have a right, we begin to step on folks. We begin to pull folks down. But I stop by to tell you, my friend, amen, for the same folks that you meet going up, it'll be the same folks that you will meet going down. Can I get a witness? We got to check ourselves. Amen. When the sisters and brothers elevated, praise God with them. When they are blessed, bless God with them. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about the unity of the spirit. Amen. And walking a successful walk. Step number four. I got to get out of here. Amen. Glory to God. And so after we have gotten the first three right, we then need to walk with long suffering. Somebody said long suffering. Amen. Some of us like to leave this step out of the equation. Mainly because we don't want to be patient with one another.
Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Woo! My God. We don't want to be patient. Amen. With one another. Can I get a witness? But I'm here to tell you that it is going to take fortitude. It's going to take resolve to make this step. Amen. And that step is to be long-suffering. Because we have to continue to walk worthy with all lowliness and meekness. Isn't that right? And it's going to take love to see us through this one, because love bears all things. Can I get a witness? Oh yeah, amen. It doesn't mean it's not puffed up. Lord God have mercy. So we got to learn to rise. Lord have mercy, putting up with one another, putting up with our idiosyncrasies, putting up with our peculiarities. God made us all different, even though we're in his image. Lord have mercy. I don't expect everybody to act like me. My God, my God. I don't expect everybody to act like you. Amen. But we're sisters and brothers in Christ. And we ought to be able to pray with one another. We ought to be able to forgive with one another. Lord God have mercy. It's time out for this. It's time out for this petty business. Lord God have mercy. Stand up, pull out your boots. trying to lose. Now we can't be too quick to cut it short. You don't know what God will do in that person's life. You don't know what he'll do in your life. So we got to hang in there. My God, my God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. We must forbear. So that brings me to step number 5. We just about done. Oh, my God. Amen. Step number 5. Paul said we must forbear one another in love. Isn't that right? Amen. The Greek says that we hold up, that we sustain, and to endure. Can I get a witness? Not breaking under the pressure, but instead holding ourselves up against, amen, whatever it takes to see one another through. Lord God, have mercy. You know, some folks need more seeing through than others. Some folks need more hand holding than others. Can I get a witness? Some folks need more mentoring than others. Isn't that right? And so when you run into the others, be ready to endure. And the only way you're going to endure, the only way you're going to long suffer, you're going to have to love as Christ himself loved. Can I get a witness up in here? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But instead of holding ourselves up against whatever it takes to see one another through, it gets hard sometimes. I know it does, but we have got to do it. It gets frustrating sometimes, pastors. But we've got to learn to lean into it. It gets tiring sometimes. Woo, God. But we have got to walk on now. Can I get a witness? We may not like the company, but we've got to forbear. Can I get a witness? If we're going to unworthy, then we have to step all the way. Which brings me to my last and final point. My God, I got to get out of here. Step number 6. Amen. Paul writes, we have to have the step of endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Endeavoring. Oh, yeah, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Not fragmented peace. Lord God. Whole peace. Wholesome peace. Right peace. Pure peace. Godly peace. Can I get a witness? Amen. Glory to God. The Greek word for endeavoring here is the Greek word spoudazo, which means to hasten. It means to exert yourself. Nothing come easy. My God. You got to exert yourself. You want strength? Exert yourself. You want to walk the walk? Exert yourself. Lord have mercy. If you want to get to the next level, exert yourself. You want to get to the end of the road? Exert yourself.
Woo! You better quit, Bishop. You better quit.
Woo! He ain't saying nothing about keeping up mess. Amen. But he said, exert yourself to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In other words, my friend, we got to be forward. We got to make it happen. Amen. Our very walk depends on it. Isn't that right? Our worthiness depends on it. Our success depends on it. Can I get a witness? The Bible tells us to follow peace, not with some. I don't care what nationality, creed, color, race. He said, follow peace with all. Woo, my God. And holiness without. No man. Woo, God. I don't care how broken up it may be. I don't care how shattered it may be. You got to keep the peace. Can I get a witness? I don't care how they don't look like you. You got to keep the peace. My God. I don't care how many times they'll fail. You got to keep the peace. Can I get a witness? We got to walk the walk of success. Give them a praise here. Give them a praise. And in conclusion, and I don't have but one, I need to call on another witness. Colossians chapter 3, amen, verses 12 through 15. It tells us to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, vows of kindness, vows of humbleness of mind, vows of meekness, vows of long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Lord have mercy. He said, if any man have a quarrel against any, my God, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, my God, didn't he just say that in Ephesians? He said, above all these things, put on love, which is the dress of maturity. Put on love, which is the dress of a sound mind. Put on love, my God, which is a faith built. Put on love, and you'll walk successfully, my God. And then let the peace of God rule in your hearts, my God, to the which also you are called in one body. Somebody say one body. My God, we are a body of baptized believers. I can't say that I don't like you. When you are saved in Christ, we're one body. My God, we just happen to be many members. Can I get a witness? One body. My God, and be you thankful. My God, and so I submit to you, rather than being a new year resolutionist, be a new year revolutionist. Stop threatening to change. Stop threatening to do better. Stop threatening to start this. Stop threatening. Oh my God. To go down here and to go down there. My God. Put your resolution aside and be a revolutionist. Bring about a radical change. Because that's what it's going to take. If you're going to have a successful walk, you got to make a radical change. Radical change.
Radical change.
If you're going to walk the walk of success, glory to God. What you propose to do in 2020, you should have already been doing it when 2020 walked in. A radical change would have made you do it. Because time waits on no one. Can I get a witness? Time continue to march. I don't care what year you call me. I don't care what year you call me. Praise the Lord. Don't make no difference. Amen. We got to walk it. Amen. Now talk is cheap. Everybody can do some talking. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I submit to you. Shut up, Doberman. Stop all that barking. Whoa. Don't you know we know by now that you ain't got no bite?
You better quit this.
Come on, Pastor Cindy. Come on, Pastor Cindy.
You better quit.
Come on. Y'all give God some praise up in here.